Chris.
Great.
Oh, hello. There you are, Amy. Thank
Hi.
You.
Hi. Yeah, you're very welcome. I jumped on the tail end. Tara asked me to jump on the tail end there, so I heard everything. I'm going to answer all your questions. I've got an answer for every one of them. But first, how is your day?
Good. Good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I'm picking up my daughter in about a half hour. We're taking her driving. She's getting her driver's license in 2 weeks. And
oh, my gosh.
2.5 weeks. Yeah, terrifying. She's 17 and she's nervous as anything.
Oh, well, I'm sure she's going to do great. She's got her daddy showing her how. That's fantastic.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, she had a bunch of driving lessons, and mom was like, well, she's not doing good enough. I was like, she isn't. You know, now you tell me.
Right. You wait till the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'm sure you're going to get it. I'm sure you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So
I took her driving probably 9 months ago. That's when I started with her. And then mom was like, well, you're not a professional, so we're going to hire this company. And it was, you know, a lot of money. And I was like, okay, well, I guess they'll teach her what she needs to know to pass the test.
Right.
And then come to find out last night, mom's like, mom doesn't think she's ready.
She
had 15 classes.
Oh, boy.
With these people. 15 hours on the road.
Oh, boy.
And that's what we're dealing with today.
Well, my son is 12. We started him at 8. We started him at 8, teaching him.
Good.
So that way he's comfortable. We live in sunny Southern California. We live in one of the busiest areas, and you got to teach him early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you probably have a little more leeway because it's not as heavily populated where you're at, but over here we've got like 3 million people in our county.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah, we're going up to this farm country. It's about 10-15 minutes from our house.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in like a suburban area, but 10-15 minutes away, it's pretty much farms in, you know, not upstate New York, but it's like about an hour and a half north of New York City, an hour or something. And then she likes driving up there, and it's the weather's beautiful today here.
That's,
this is like California weather.
You know, I learned how to drive. My mom wanted me to know how to drive a stick shift before she would let me drive the automatic. So I'm 42, so this was back when, it was more prominent and she wanted to make sure I could drive anything because she was a single parent. And, she just wanted to make sure that everything was set. So she tried to teach me herself, but she couldn't handle the jerking with the clutch and the gas. So she actually had one of her coworkers take me out on a dirt road in his pickup truck, and I picked it up in an hour. In the first hour, I had it down because he let me just go. He's like, listen, you can't burn the clutch. It's already done. Like, let's just go.
Right. That's awesome. And you've probably been a good driver ever since. I mean, I learned on a stick shift. My dad was the same way. He was like, he took us out in the pickup truck and, we grind the gears a little bit, but, after a couple times we were good.
Yeah.
And then with my daughters, I was like, listen, I want you learning on the standard ignition, even though everything's automatic around here. I said, listen, most of the cars are. I said, let's get started with the manual transmission and, with the stick shift. And she didn't like it. And mom was like, no, we're going to get her a regular transmission car. And
oh, man.
So everything is so easy for these kids today. They don't even realize it.
They don't. They don't realize how good they got it, man. They really don't. But my husband still has a stick shift. We still have a stick shift car in the family, so my son will learn on that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
like it or not, buddy, you're going to know how to do it, because when the world comes to an end, you don't know what you're going to be left with,
Good point. That's a very good point. So
just saying.
My kids are pretty independent and resilient.
That's
I take
beautiful.
Them on the construction sites, so they're
– See?
They do clean up, and, I don't – they're not lazy at all.
That's good.
No, their mom too is like that. So it's good. Yeah, we're blessed. We're very blessed.
Yeah, I teach my son how to cook and everything. Because girls nowadays don't want to know. They don't know how to cook. I'm like, if you don't learn how to cook, you're going to starve to death. Like, These young girls, I'm not kidding you, like the 20, 25-year-olds nowadays, like they don't know how to
cook.
They're
not cooking for their
boyfriend. They're not cooking. Exactly. And I was taught that's how you get and keep a man. You know what I mean? You feed them and free them. Feed them and free them. They're always going to come home for dinner.
Yeah. Well, I told my kids, my wife's a very good cook, but I told the kids, I love mom's cooking. Okay, good. But you got to learn how to do it too.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's important.
And I do the grill. So I run the grill for them.
There you go. You know? That's beautiful.
But I told them, listen, we're not one of these gas grill families. You
got
to get the charcoal, the firewood, you start it. You know, you got to know how to do it on a campsite.
Exactly.
You got to really know what you're doing.
I'm with you.
So they're
I'm
good.
With you.
They're learning.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, Chris, let me jump into this for you real quick. I do want to let you know I did get the website approved. You're staying very local. You're 20 years in business. I have quite the deal for you here, and I have the timeline. The timeline is not done overnight. So the website will be completed and up and running in the first 3 to 5 days of signing up. We list you with all of the most popular directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Top Frog, Kudzu. All of this supports that first page placement and optimization. 6 to 10 days for you to receive the verification code from Google in the mail, which is going to verify the business. You give us that PIN code. You will be listed on the first page of Google within the first 30 to 45 days. Usually closer to the 30-day mark, so it all happens very, very quickly, okay? Now,
is this search engine optimization or this is something different?
No, this is search engine optimization, and it includes also search engine marketing through all of the other destinations. We also can include the Facebook programming with it. We put it all under one roof with the website, call tracking, all of it for one flat monthly rate.
God, that's pretty good. How much is it?
$199.
That's not bad.
And
it's reasonable.
It is very reasonable. You're getting that legacy credit. If you didn't get the legacy credit, it would be $399 a month, which is still a great deal considering what all you're getting for it. However, the legacy credit locks you in because with the legacy businesses, you guys have been around a minimum of 20 years. You've been around for a really long time servicing your community. You are a standard in your area. So we want to make sure that we capitalize on that. We give our legacy businesses and our veterans the best deals we possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we honor our veterans. So with
this. Yeah, I'm not a vet. My dad was.
Oh, bless his heart.
He passed, yeah. He was in the Navy. He was in World War II. Yeah.
God bless him.
Old timer, yeah.
Old timer. He's way in the back, huh? Yeah. That's beautiful. You know, people don't give enough credit.
I never had the opportunity to serve, you know.
Right. Well, you're still out there servicing your community. You're taking good care of your family. You have a good wife. You have a good situation here. I think that today that is just as important.
Yeah, we're blessed. We're very blessed.
Exactly. It's just as important as those things because when those people come home, if they don't have good people to come home to, you know, by us cultivating these quality families to just love on them, then it's not, you know, it's not the same.
It takes, absolutely. So I've got 3 daughters, and we're teaching them to cook because they got to learn how to, you know, run a garden. I mean, we're like old-fashioned, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
us too.
And new-fashioned, you know what I mean? Like,
yep,
you know,
I understand.
They do smoothies, and they're into all that stuff. So they're good. My kids were very blessed. And I've been successful in business, so I was, you know, relatively, so we were able to have a good life for them. Knock on wood, you know.
That's beautiful.
Well, yeah, it looks, sounds interesting. I mean, how'd you guys find us?
So what happens is, like Tara was explaining to you, we have that Google Premier partnership. So there's 40 companies. There's 40 companies in the U.S. There's thousands of companies that offer this service, but there's only 40 in the U.S. that Google themselves has deemed appropriate based on the way we practice business, our education and training through Google, Google guidelines, all of these, this particular criteria that we're held to in order to keep this esteemed as status through Google. So we also have.
Is this called like the channel? What was she called it?
Yeah, it's Google Premier Channel. It's a channel partnership. So, a Google Channel partnership, which I can send you a link real quick and show that to you just so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Let me text it over to you. But with that comes actually, Chris, what comes with it is we have a specific team at Google that we work with, and we have an inventory department. So the inventory department gets these, whenever a position becomes available, gets these, this list, like a short list of people that could qualify. No negative reviews, nothing bad out there about them.
I didn't want to have happen. I didn't want to get inundated with like 1,000 calls. You know, we're just not equipped to handle huge volume. You know,
you're not
we're
going
a boutique
to.
Company.
This isn't a $500 a month campaign with Google ads and Facebook ads and all of that. This is just going to put you where you deserve to be on the first page of Google as the top option with a dedicated website. And, of course, when the calls come in, Chris, if it's not something that you want to take, you're not being penalized or have to pay if you choose to turn the job away.
Okay.
Because there's no.
So it's not like Angie's List or something
Nothing. Angie's List is one of Google's biggest clients. They purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google, and they pay for the ads. So what they do is brilliant for them because they send that same lead to you and five or six other guys. Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody pays for the lead. Everybody's trying to undercut the last guy without really knowing what the last guy's price was. Okay, and everybody has to pay whether or not they actually land the job. This is nothing like that. This is nothing like that.
Terrible.
Think about when you Google, Chris, when you Google something, you have something specific in mind, whether you need a new tire on the truck or you want a new pair of Nikes. You have something specific in mind. You go to Google, you look it up, you look at two or three websites, you're going to read the reviews, you're going to see which one has the best price or is willing to cut you a deal, and that's going to be the one you go with.
Right.
Okay, it's the same way. Those people have money in
hand. Well,
you
know what people are doing around here now is they're looking at, like, they'll look you up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, how many five-star ratings you have and all that stuff. Do
we do all that.
Am I going to be able to add things to the website, like customer references and letters and things like that, or no?
So we have two different tools to help with that. So you can add things to the site, yes. As far as customer references, we send them a direct link to type the review out, and it loads to the website. And it loads to the Google listing. So we want that site to be seen anywhere. If they find it on Facebook, we want them to see those five-star reviews on Google. If they find it on the side of your truck, we want them to see those five-star reviews on Google. No matter where it is, we want them to see. That's why the five-star reviews from Google, they load straight to the website so they can be seen by anybody at any time.
Hmm. That's good.
Did you get the link I texted
you? That's a good. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so scroll down to the middle of the page below our process, and there's it says Google Ads Partner.
All right, hold on. I'm slow here.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, if you click on that little square that has the colorful G in the middle, it's going to take you away from my website. It's going to take you to google.com/partners/agency ID. And this is our badge of authenticity. We have met all the requirements to be a Google partner. And we have been maintaining the optimization, and we spend at least $10,000. Actually, we spend around between $1 and $3 million a month on behalf of our clients. Yeah, because we have 10,000 clients across the U.S. A lot of those clients have multiple campaigns.
Unbelievable. You guys are a big company, huh?
We're not too – we're still small town enough. Like, if you – if you choose to do this, you'll have
– still call you and get a –
exactly. That's what I was going to say is you'll have my direct phone number and extension line. I prefer to deal with my clients directly.
Packages, I guess, right?
We do. If you click the back button and you scroll down, you'll see the three packages. So,
I'm seeing them now, yeah.
Yeah, the package I'm giving you today is the Pro Package. I waived the $299 setup fee altogether. I dropped that Pro Package price down to just $199. And
great.
It actually includes, I mean, that's perfect for somebody who doesn't want to grow at a crazy rate, okay? You just basically want your placement and you want to cherry pick the things that you want to take for a local program. The
right.
other packages, those are for the guys who are looking to make the money and make
to
it.
Really make some money, yeah.
Yeah, those are the go-getters.
At this point. We've got
those
so
are
many
the go-getters.
I got investment properties. I got a lot of stuff going on, so I think the Pro Package is probably good for us right now.
Beautiful.
And the promotion that you have is good. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Would you like to give it a shot?
To get started?
Nope.
I think
I'm going to get you going right here. I only need about 7 more minutes of your time, Chris, and then I can let you get back to that driving lesson. What we'll do is schedule your client onboarding, the actual client interview where they're going to purchase domain for the website, tell you how to send in the photos, the logo, all the good stuff. We can schedule that for tomorrow when you have some extra time.
What time?
You tell me what time is good for you. I have times available all day. The first appointment starts between 10 and 11. The last appointment goes between 6 and 7.
California time? Pacific
time? Eastern
time.
Eastern time, sir.
Okay.
I speak
what
in Eastern
like to
time.
Do, good. My wife is in charge of, like, advertising and stuff, but this is going to be great. So I'd like to have her on that call.
Okay, perfect.
If that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Let's do the 6 to 7, then. That way you should be home, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, 6
okay.
to 7 would be great.
What is your email address, Chris?
All right, Christopher Kelly, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Oh, boy. That's a very, very easy, simple, good one. I love it. You can imagine what I hear all day.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm a very simple guy when it comes to technology. I'm not, my dad was better than me, and he was 94 last year in October when he passed, but he was better at technology than I am because I'm sort of stuck in the 80s when we had the Atari machines.
That's
and,
when it
no,
was
that
good.
Was,
I was born in the 80s.
I was happy with that. It was simple. Yeah, right?
I was born in 1980.
Yeah.
And my my
okay.
husband is actually, he was born in 89, so he's technically, quote, unquote, a millennial, right? And he always tells me, you're a millennial. And I'm like, no, it depends on which one of those sites you're going to. I was born in 80. I'm on the cusp. And my family and friends claim me as a Gen X. I am not a millennial.
Wow, that's awesome. That's funny that you can get into the Gen X. That's great.
I think it's
good for you.
It's funny because the millennials are so good with this stuff, but
yes.
I'm with you. I'm good at this part, but I have a team that works behind us to get all this stuff going, and they are quite a few.
I'm glad you guys called.
So I'm glad that I got to speak with you and that we get to work with you. What I've done is I've sent over a series of emails. The first one is going to be the appointment time that is set for tomorrow between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My technician's going to send out a text and an email.
Did you email that or text? Does that have, I think a lot of the emails ending up. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? This happens sometimes. I drop the call. I think it may have been a promotion. Okay. Yep. Hello?
You have been kicked from this conference.